听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to JustVocabulary.com. To all our new listeners, Just Vocabulary is a podcast that introduces two GRE words per show. Today's two words,
garish
and
facetious.
Perfect. Now let's get started with our first word.
Garish.
Garish. On the night of the prom, Frank arrived in a garish electric blue 24-person limousine.
Garish.
My friend Jeremy wore a pair of garish Bermuda shorts.
Garish.
The wedding guest's thick makeup was garish and unnecessary.
Garish.
Garish is spelled G-A-R-I-S-H.
Garish.
What does it mean? Something that's described as garish is brightly and vividly colored. It's gaudy, flashy, showy, perhaps even tacky or tasteless. Garish is synonymous with gaudy and flamboyant. These three words have similar meanings and can be used to describe overly showy and colorful clothes or decoration. Garish and gaudy are always used critically, while flamboyant doesn't necessarily have to be a critique. We've heard enough synonyms, so some antonyms: elegant, tasteful, simple, or modest. And remember, an antonym is a word opposite in meaning to another. So the antonym of good is bad. Perfect. Let's move on to our next word.
Facetious.
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 Mark told me he didn't like the movie at all, so he must have been facetious when he recommended it to his friends.
Facetious.
Lisa's facetious remark made it clear that she wasn't taking the meeting seriously.
Facetious.
Sometimes John makes jokes with such a serious expression on his face, I can't tell whether he's being serious or facetious.
Facetious.
The adjective facetious is spelled F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
Facetious.
What does it mean? Something that's facetious is humorous in a sarcastic way, not serious about a serious subject, in an attempt to be amusing or to appear clever. If you're being facetious, it means you're treating serious issues with deliberately inappropriate humor. The origin of the word comes from the French facetieux, from the Latin fastia, from facetus, which means witty or amusing. If you're being facetious, you're joking in terms of pretending something is true while knowing that it is false. Okay, some synonyms: humorous or clever, sarcastic or witty, and antonyms: serious or matter of fact. That means it's time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
Kindle? Kindle.
It's a verb and it means to start a fire, or it means to excite or arouse. Example sentence: Al Gore made a movie to kindle awareness about global warming.
Kindle.
Another example sentence: 2 years after their divorce, Bill tried to rekindle his relationship with his ex-wife. Okay, and that's it for today's show. If you want to test yourself on the previous words of the Just Vocabulary podcast, you can do so by going to the quiz or by purchasing the weekly recaps. Go to justvocabulary.com for more information. All right, and today's $5 discount voucher winner is Deepak Tripathi. Now, thank you very much for listening and hope to see you soon with another two words. Bye-bye.